And we are back. You are listening to the one and the only Davin's Den on the Break. That was McClinton, Empty Silhouettes. I told you it wouldn't be a long break. Just, you know, do things a little differently.
Oh, see, I wasn't sure how long the break was, and I told Tom to run out for cigs.
Run out for cigs? Where did he run out to?
He was just jonesing for cigs so bad. He's like, when should I go? When's the break then?
I thought he quit smoking.
No, he's back, I guess.
I don't know where he had to run to cigarettes, so I don't know.
The truck stop.
Oh, well, what do you think? We were taking an hour break?
Wait a minute.
No. He had to make a break for it.
Well, he's going to miss Nazi Point, which is what we're going to do now.
I know.
Trucker Tom will have to listen to the replay. That's your fault right there.
You let him astray.
She did.
I told him to wait for the next break, but he's like, I'm making a break for it. So.
He
needs cigarettes. That's his own problem.
He's back.
He's back. Good. Then he's here. For Nazi porn, where I'm just trying to find them. There we go. That's what I'm looking for.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
Yes, we didn't know. I didn't know that there could be such a emerging. Of pornography, something I love, and Nazis, something I don't.
So you admit you love porn?
Who doesn't? It's just lovely people doing lovely things.
That's true.
In lovely ways.
Yeah, there's really not an argument here.
I'm not,
wait a minute.
I'm not the moral compass, really. It's filthy. That's when it's good.
If you're the moral compass, we're in trouble if you're our moral compass.
I told you. Really? I always have the high ground. I just bring it down to a very low level.
Moral compass is always pointing south.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but this is true. Ina Grohl, 20. This takes place in Germany, by the way. Yeah, of course it does. Doesn't it always? Ina Grohl, 28, who is a spokeswoman for the National Democratic Party of Germany and anti-immigration policies, was dropped by the party following the release of her film, Kitty Discovers Sperm. Pip alarmed. Does it cure cat cancer?
Yeah, I know. I'm all ears.
Imagine that you just got to come on your cat and then the lymphoma clears up.
Oh, Mr. Healers, what are you doing?
Hold the cat down, woman. I'm coming.
There's a fur all matty. Never mind.
It's good for it. The licking will help.
Well, if I knew you got off on that kind of pussy.
Stupid AIDS cat's going, does it work for me? Lick your broth.
A little bathrobe for it.
Yeah.
A little bathrobe.
Yes. Yes. So the following the release of her film, and it got great critical acclaim. It's really a shame it's gone this way. Kitty discovered.
Yeah, because it's a classic like that.
It got five cocks up. I mean, really.
Really good.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, it's very good. Very good.
That sounds very good.
She's now facing a boycott by her country's porn industry for her political views.
Well, she's caught in the middle, huh?
Well, and the National Democratic Party of Germany kicked her out of the part and removed her from being a spokesperson, not because she was a porn star, but because instead she was having sex with a black man. There are rules, women. You can be violated in every orifice, but not by a black Congo cock.
What?
Okay.
Well, there goes my weekend.
Her response was... And that's a direct quote.
I thought she was very eloquent.
She really was.
Yeah.
She's a woman of few words, but the words are quite powerful.
Very powerful. It spoke to me.
It speaks to me. So, John Thompson, head of... This is a real story. This is not like making...
John Thompson?
That's his real name.
John Thompson?
John Thompson.
Hey. John Thompson.
Head of the Berlin Film Company, GGG, which I'm sure it's not rated. It's rated G. No, it's not Disney.
No, it's not.
Yeah, far from that, yes.
Told the news agency there had been a unanimous decision to boycott the blonde actress. So, the Nazi party, which it's essentially a Nazi party.
Jesus.
Because it's anti-immigration, anti-white, you know, she wants the pureness.
Yeah.
So, they've boycotted her. the porn industry has boycotted for her political views. So, it's hard for a Nazi to fuck a black man, I think is the moral of the story.
Yeah, she's offended both parties.
She's like a woman without a country.
Yes. Is there anything sadder than a whore without a home?
Yeah. Nothing.
No. All right, let's get into this serious topic.
Yeah, really. It is. It is awful.
So let's see.
Trucker Tom says, GGG stands for giggity giggity goo. Giggity.
Yeah, you don't have to read everything he writes.
But I liked it.
Don't encourage him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So aren't there cigarettes that need your attention, Tom?
He got them.
Oh, he's quick.
He's like, why are you breaking my yarn bag because I went out for a cigarette run? I'm like, no, he's breaking my yarn bag because I told you to go.
Breaking my yarn bag? I never heard of that.
Well, she is a cat woman, so there would be a bag full of yarn. Are you missing? She's trying to throw her snot towels into my...
I got 2 points there.
I think you missed. I think you overshot your load.
No. The first one I did. I didn't...
Did you get it back? Nobody wants you snot all over the place.
Not yet, because we'd already come back.
This is how people get infected. She's got a boogers all
over.
We all
just got better.
I didn't go and rub it into the rug.
Nobody licked the carpet.
Wait a minute. I have rules.
I didn't know you had a carpet. Thanks for sharing. I thought it was a floor. Anyway, we'll move on.
Really?
We learned things about Pip Helix.
Nice.
That'll be the bumper. Pip Helix is furry. All right. In my opinion.
He says yam bag.
In my opinion, not yarn.
Oh, it's yam bag.
Yeah, that we heard.
Yarn bag was funny.
I saw yarn bag.
Because you figured his leaves and shit. Yeah, bust your law. You get your filled with your leaves that you
not
just cleaned up.
Not a yard bag.
But yard bag is funny because if you know you're busting your. Yeah, I just filled this shit with all that. I gotta rake all this shit up again, asshole.
I'm picturing yarn. Like meow yarn.
Not pitching any of it. It's on Trucker Tom.
You know, you want to know something? You give that dirty look there. I'm like, I would usually say, shut up. No, you got a point on this one.
Yeah, no, you do.
You two assholes at play.
Stop from.
The two of us.
I'll have a macaroon while you two carry on.
He's got a point on this one. All right.
I know, neither of us can
I could be at a
read.
Seder right now, but instead I'm here moderating this.
Seder, you're a lot better off here, my friend.
There was tequila at the Seder.
Really? Let's go.
Yeah.
Listen,
he's converting.
Get my yarmulke.
Yeah.
For one night, this tequila.
I think the porn industry, I think this porn is, I realize she's a Nazi.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if she's a good performer, I think, if she's not saying, I'm not going to do that, man, because he's circumcised, or he's black, or he's Asian. If she's being a good team player and doing whatever actors or actresses are presented with her,
or a team,
yes, a team, whatever team,
she's a team player.
Yes, I don't think they should. I don't think the porn industry should ban her from her political views. Call me a liberal if you will.
It's funny. Like with the porn industry is finally getting moral.
Yeah, I know. It's like that's too much for you, really.
Yeah. And on the other hand, the Nazi party. Oh, she's doing a black.
I know. Well, I mean, she can't have been the most stringent Nazi if she was banging the black guy. So,
yeah, but you
she's
know
what, dabbled but you in got, Nazism. I
you
suppose.
Got a job to do,
and then some.
No, I mean, we all do things for our job that we don't want to do. We all deal with people we don't want to deal with. It's part of our job.
We've all done jobs we didn't want to do.
Exactly.
But she pulled the train. She did anal. Now she's doing a black guy. Whoa, hold the phone. All right.
I know.
Oh, God. All right. Enough's enough.
Yeah, the train. That didn't offend me. You know. What color were the people on the train?
Yes, right.
Did you see this girl? She's pretty. She's a pretty girl.
Well, you have to be.
I didn't see the picture.
No, you don't. Well, you should look at more porn.
He's not looking
at
the
faces.
Did
you see the picture of the airplane stuck in the woman's vagina? You don't have to be pretty.
I saw that. Oh,
yeah,
God,
I saw that too.
That's where the Malaysian flight is. That flight plane is going to find it.
Who posted that on?
I saw where she put that.
An airline did it. It was a mistake. They put it out there by mistake. I think it was like U.S. Air because they were responding to somebody's nasty comments.
And U.S. Air put that.
And they put that up by accident. Yeah.
Hold on. They put it up by accident. Like, that happened to be there with all the other photos?
On Twitter. Well, you know what? Who knows? It was probably some smart ass saying, hey, this is what I'd really like to tell them. And went, oh, did I hit send?
But it's always stick that whatever up your ass. It's never stick it up your vagina. They're not even, the comeback isn't even right. It's technically wrong.
It's still there.
No, because sticking up your ass implies you wouldn't like it. Stick it in your, well, you might.
They did it wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not offended by the pornography.
No.
I'm offended it wasn't the proper comeback as a comedian. But you should know that. But anyway, back to important business.
Right.
I think also the The Nazi Party's wrong for shunning her. Like I said, she's doing her job. She's got a job to do. Everybody's got bills to pay.
Yeah.
Some of it, you know, some of it lay bricks, some of it lay black dudes. You do your job. You know, let's not be bitching about
you. You do your job.
Like, these people at their job never had a service. Like, if they work in a restaurant and a black couple comes in, and in Germany I'm sure there's not a lot of them, or Jews come in, what, you're not going to serve that table? No, the boss says you serve that table, you serve that table.
Not anymore.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah.
I'm here to argue for the porn star, apparently.
Yes, I see.
But that's true, because if she was working as a waitress and she served a black couple,
they can't say, oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Look what you did.
I'm doing my job. They need to get serviced.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing.
The man had an erection. Yeah. What was I to do?
I had a job to do, and I did my job well.
I mean, you know, in the restaurant business, they'll leave a tip on my table. In this job, they'll leave a tip in my mouth. But, but it's still a job. One is the restaurant. The other one is blow. But that's the way it works in the business.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like this Nazi porn star is being persecuted.
Okay.
In a country that's very rare.
I'm sure she's like me, a Jew, defending her.
Oh, well, yeah. That would be really the cat's meow.
But listen, I don't think I would fire somebody for their political beliefs, even if they were a Nazi, if they were a good worker.
Ooh, I would have a hard time with that.
You want to know something? The Nazism is got a very. It sounds kind of stupid. What I'm about is a very bad stigma in Germany.
Does it? That's the world it's embraced, Joe.
Yeah.
Absolutely zero tolerance for it in Germany.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really true.
That's not completely true. There is a party for it, and they were the origins of it. So I don't know if it's completely intolerant.
But they're very. They flip out about that stuff.
Are they sensitive? Then, much like the priest, don't do the deed, stupid.
Maybe you should have stopped those trains, huh?
Yeah, what? So you can have a Nazi party, but you can't have a Nazi porn star?
Really?
Well, the porn industry frowns on her being a
Nazi. She was out, like, they didn't know.
I know. But
she's a spokesperson for them, for God's sake. She's going to conventions dressing provocatively to lure men to sign up for this democratic German party and everything. She's not being discreet. It's not like somebody found her diary.
She always clips
her heels. Dear diary, Jews, 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 how I'd love to kill them all, and don't get me started on the blacks.
But if she's a Nazi, that could affect downloads and sales.
No, I think it makes it hot. I always want to see it. Because, you know, the Nazis are supposed to be better than everybody else. I want to see if they fuck better than everybody else.
You'd want to watch Nazi porn?
I'm not really focused on the first part of that sentence. Yeah, you kind of get intrigued. When somebody becomes famous like this, you get intrigued. Like when that broad Bell Knox went on The View, you wanted to see what she does. What the Duke student.
Right.
You want to see what all the... same thing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what?
Now you want to see the black guy. You go to that black guy. Yeah, you make it hurt. Yeah. You punish that vagina because she's been doing German guys and they're not ready. They can't... Those vaginas from the German guys, they can't handle that. So you get a big black meaty panther penis in there. Now you're rooting for the black guy. You tear it up. It's spike porn and you watch it.
Meaty panther porn.
Meaty panther porn.
Meaty panther penis is what he said.
Meaty panther
You're rooting for the black guy.
When
he's
penis?
Done, you give him a high five. You go, yeah, you wrecked that. No Nazi's ever going to be able to make her feel good again. He's doing a service.
Oh, God.
He's a patriot to the German people, that black guy.
That's right.
He planted his flag in there.
Oh,
12 inches of it.
Yes.
As Tom says, who wouldn't want to watch someone putting it to the Nazis again?
Yes! Yes! We all want to see the Nazis get shot.
Yes.
Hit her in the
shot.
Face! Are you going to blindfold her? No, she's going to see it coming.
In 12 parts.
Nice.
And sometimes they're surprised.
Yes.
Well, then you have to do a reshoot, Joe.
No. You get one shot at that.
Would you coming? Nine. Oopsie Leiden. I lied.
Oopsie Leiden.
Could you sleep with a Nazi sympathizer?
No.
Joe?
No.
I think I would out of spite.
Oh, well, there you go.
You close your eyes around the Nazi sympathizer. You might not be opening them again.
No, because there's a lot of motivation here. Because she can't know that I'm a Jew ahead of time. Otherwise, this wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't at all.
She can't know that I'm a Jew ahead of time.
It's a little hot in here during the night.
Exactly. But I need to show her the night of her.
Did I forget to turn off the oven?
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to make a salient point.
I'm sorry.
Can't we just argue about this intelligently?
We're not arguing. We're helping, but apparently you're not.
Yeah. All right, we'll have a go.
All right, go.
Well, here's how it has to play out.
All right.
She can't know I'm a Jew. Right. Although she should be able to tell from my hook nose and being unable to pay for things.
That's awful.
Yes, but, you know, maybe she wants to do my hook nose. Who knows? But anyway, so she can't know. So now I have this motivation because I've seen that she's a Nazi sympathizer.
Mm-hmm.
So now I need to screw her so good.
Yeah.
So good that she's never experienced anything like it before. I have to bring my A game to this despicable human being that she feels so good. And then when she climaxes for the second or third or whatever time, go, yeah, you just got fucked by a Jew. How you like my people now?
What?
And then I drop the condom and I walk out. Well, so I don't have a microphone, Joe.
Yeah. Yes, that was his version of the mic drop.
Yes.
Oh, you gotta do a take on a 90s comic killing.
I gotta do a take on anybody killing, Joe. Take it where I can.
He was trying to kill.
But doesn't that make sense?
No.
A spite fuck?
No. Spend all those little swimmers on somebody who actually likes you.
The swimmers are going nowhere.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah, they are.
No, the swimmers are staying in their own little container.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
I would do the spite. I would do the spite screw.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
Master Race.
Master Bates.
Master Bates. Well,
you know another thing? Excuse me, Pep. I'll let
okay,
you finish.
Yeah.
Another thing? I want her swallowing if we're going to do that, too. I want her to think that my Jewish seed is in her tum-tum.
Oh, well, see, now there you go. See,
now Pip's on board. When it comes to swallowing, Pip changes the tune.
No, as soon as you talked about the seed being inside, if you really want to humiliate somebody, yeah, there has to be.
And I do.
How about splashing it on her face?
Well, that would probably be worse than making her swallow.
I think it's more dehumanizing.
Yes.
But she can wash that off. She's going to have to stick her fingers down her throat. And, yeah, she's going to have
to... You're never going to get home.
No, the sperm has now coated her esophagus.
Yeah. You made it sound like Pepto.
Yeah.
Coats. Protects.
My little Mordecai swimmers are swimming about inside a tum-tum. Yeah. You can't get it. She's going to have to punch herself in the stomach, throw herself down the stairs, or realize Jews do it better. Those are the options.
Jews do it better. She's going to get a bumper sticker that says that.
Yeah. Well, I would
she's
leave it with...
totally flip.
I would... So I would totally screw a Nazi. I totally would.
And Joe's thinking about it.
I would. Well, let's see. For the American way.
Yeah.
What would Uncle Sam do? He'd bend that bitch over.
That's right. Ooh, justice and blowing my load for America.
God bless America.
Load that I shoot.
Come inside her, not beside her.
In the ovaries, in the uterus, on the face, filled with semen.
God bless America.
In the ovaries, damn.
Well, Joe took a very technical, biological.
No, that's some deep screwing.
That's
got it right in the ovaries.
Joe feels very strong about this subject.
Yeah,
apparently.
I guess so. Yes.
All right, so Joe's on board with me.
Yes.
And that just put a visual in I didn't want.
but really, I don't understand how it hurts the porn industry. Nobody's ever watched a porn and go, I can't jerk off to that racist.
it's funny, these two groups of people certainly have got like scruples and morals now.
They're both outcasts on the opposite ends of the spectrum.
And that's the so funny thing. Suddenly you've got morals and scruples, the porn industry.
That's
and
what
the
makes
Nazis.
It so absurd.
Yes.
But I guess the thing is, in real life...
And these are German films. They have scat films. Like, somebody doesn't want to take a dump on this broad?
Yeah, they do.
She might have to go there.
I do.
You want to take a scat film?
No. I mean, like, if I was going to do something awful to a Nazi sympathizer, I'd want to poop on her.
Mm.
Well, Pip, now we know. You're a patriot. Where were you in World War II?
Right.
Sorry. I would have pooped for my country. I would have taken a fissure in the ass for my country.
Pip Helix stormed the beach of Normandy and promptly took a deuce.
Dropping her logs for America.
That's right.
Like a B-28 bomber drops its load. So does
We definitely need some patriotic beds.
While most women were working in manufacturing in America, Pip Helix was working in poo and on a foreign land.
Pilots of bowels. Targeting range.
This is a good Nazi. Find me a poop on.
You're right, Joe. She might have to go to scat films.
Yeah, she would.
Because I don't think anybody ever aspires to scat films.
And I don't think so.
I think that's when your acting really sucks in porn.
Yeah. And I think they're always hiring there. You know, I don't think, you know, the scat films, I don't think they have, like, morals or scruples.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know, Joe. I'm not an expert on that. I think the final thing to remember on this, and then we'll move on. And it's been a very spirited conversation. I appreciate the passion.
This is the only thing we get really excited for.
At the end of the day, mm-hmm. when you think about it,
yeah,
no matter race, creed, color, religion, ethnicity, at the end of the day, aren't all porn stars just covered in white?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Joe doesn't understand. See, Joe, when you pull out and you come, it's usually white.
I thought you said all porn stars are covered in white.
Yeah.
Yes, Joe.
Yeah, I just thought in the moment. Didn't seem to fit that generalization right there.
And especially since one of the porn stars was covered in black. He couldn't help it.
No, she wasn't covered in black.
No, he was.
He was. Who was covered in black?
The guy that she was doing. He's a porn star, too.
But it should be said
at the end of the day, porn stars are covered in white.
That's what he said.
That's what I said.
At the end of the day?
Yeah.
Yes. Hmm. You know what helped, Joe, if you would listen?
I was listening, but the way you phrased it did not make sense.
To you.
Okay.
Pip understood.
How about in the chat room? Did it make sense out there?
They're still stunned.
Yeah. Are they?
Tom is posting things like Pip Helix, scat freak, which is something so lovely. I'd love a bumper sticker. Or maybe an embroidered pillow.
An embroidered pillow?
Right on my bed. Scat freak.
Oh, that the lovely little embroidery with
you
the
know,
beads.
You know, like pansies and beads.
Get on it.
And little tassels. Oh,
an embroidered pillow. That's hysterical.
Scat freak.
So, Pip, Joe, yes. We actually, because this piqued our interest.
It did. You thought we were passionate now when we were talking about before the show.
We
did research.
We actually found period porn pieces.
Period. You said period.
These are actual Nazi porn scripts that we found. I don't know if they ever got made.
I'm not sure.
But we figured we would do some theater.
Right.
I just let the people know that this is a real thing. Pip, you've seen all the scripts. I haven't. What's the order that we should go with? What do you think would be the best order? You've seen these.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? I don't think that there's any one order that's more advantageous than the other.
Make a decision, woman.
All right. So I'm going to say let's do the one that Joe found first.
All right. All right. Let me get our proper music. Now, Joe, you're going to have to... Who's who in this, Joe?
All right. I am going to play Commandant von Schnell. You'll play Amos. And,
sounds like a black man.
The lovely Pip will pay Frida.
All right, let me just cue up the proper music for this. Let me turn that down, though. Nice and low in the background. So Joe, set the scene.
All right, this is called the Commandant's Office. The scene takes place. The scene takes place at Stalag 69 in Germany, with a German commandant, Leonard von Schnell's office, with black POW Amos Jones soon to enter into the commandant, and entering the office is the commandant's buxom secretary, Frida Unstoop.
Unstoop.
We enter now. You are now a prisoner of war, and you will tell me all the info we need to know.
You can ask me all the questions you want, but all I'm going to give your crowd as is my name, rank, and serial number.
We have ways of making you talk.
I ain't saying nothing, sucker.
Well. We have a secret weapon.
You can't break me, von Schnell.
Well, I can't, but I know who can. Guards, bring our friend to the side room.
As the guards bring Amos to the side room, von Schnell goes and calls in the buxom Frau Frieda von Stoop to his office.
Frau Frieda? I need you to serve the fatherland and get the info only way we know how.
How, my commandant?
I need you to seduce the prisoner.
Jawohl.
He is also black.
Well, as they say, once you go black...
You never go back?
No, you walk like you've been stooped by a panzer tank.
Frida then goes and walks into the room with Amos.
Are you the Amos?
And you are?
Frida goes to her knees and starts to unzip his fly.
I am the woman that will make you talk.
And I'm the man that'll make you gag!
Frida is now orally pleasuring Amos.
Oh, you will talk for all of Germany!
And you're gonna swallow for all of America!
Frida, after 20 minutes of being overwhelmed by Amos's... Frida after 20 minutes of being overwhelmed.
What's the matter, stupid? You wrote this crap.
You think I am overwhelmed. I think the narrator is very overwhelmed.
Stop. Frida, after 20 minutes of being overwhelmed by Amos's big rod, she starts to tire.
My mouth cannot take it anymore. Your Wiener Schnitzel, it will not shoot the sauerkraut.
Well, I will take it out and shove it between your two abs and then make it snow on your mountaintops.
I do not care that we are enemies. I need your love inside me. Put your lederhosen in my Sudetland.
You know what POW stand for, baby?
No, my neighbor.
Pound out womb!
They start having wild sex.
Und Gott, und make me feel like a German shepherd.
A German shepherd?
I want it doggy style, Dummkopf.
After a wild session with a big money shot, America wins as Frida is out like a light. Commandant Van Schnell then charges in.
Your line, stupid. You wrote it.
Oh, what happened here?
I don't know, Commandant. The narrator and the author are idiots. Why don't you ask Strudelface when she wakes up?
Fade to black.
Really?
Somebody wake up, stupid.
This is all Dickie all over again.
Rough draft. Well, that was filthy. Ay, ay, ay. Well, good work. Maybe.
That was some investigative reporting there, Joe.
Good. I wish you would have read over your report before you presented it to the class. All right, Pip, who's going second?
Okay, I think that the one that I found should go second.
Okay, is this music too loud? I think I got it nice and low.
Yeah, play maybe just a scooch lower.
I don't know. Oh,
yeah.
Is it lower now?
It sounded like it went a little bit
okay.
lower.
Okay, is it low? All right, fine.
Yeah, it's good.
Are they having a problem in the chat?
No.
All right.
I think they have a problem with the material, not the music.
Well, I think we all do after that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what happened. That was terrible.
The script that I found is called The Worst Thing to Do. The characters, Ravital, a young sexy Jewess. Ravital is a Hebrew name meaning abundance of dew. Dr. Joseph Mengele, known evil Nazi doctor who performs terrible experiments on the prisoners of Hitler's Third Reich. And Bernhard, Dr. Mengele's strapping young assistant. Bernhard means bear in German. The scene, Dr. Mengele's laboratory, evening. Dr. Mengele and his assistant Bernhard are standing over a woman strapped to a doctor's examining table.
Ah, Bernhard! You have picked out a fine young Jewish for this evening's experiment. Wunderbar!
Yes, Dr. Mengele, I know you will be happy with the chosen one. Ooh, the one chose.
Silence, dirty Jew! Bernhard, you have secured the straps on the table sufficiently?
Yeah, doctor.
You do not have to click your heels every time, Bernhard.
I know, but I just like to do it.
I like your spirit, Bernhard. I trust you will show some of the spirit during our experiments?
What will we do first, doctor?
First, unbutton the specimen's frock. Nine! Slowly, Bernhard. Ah, very good. Now this evening, we will be testing the subject's cavities for maximum capacity. This is where you come in, so to speak.
Dr. Mengele suddenly grabs Bernhard firmly in the crotch.
Oof, doctor.
Ah, perfect, Bernhard. You've been checking more than your boots. Wunderbar. Now we will give her a verse.
Ah, doctor. I'm looking forward to giving her my verse.
Bernhard leads forward and removes the tape covering Ravital's mouth. Get away from me, you giant bear!
Nein, Dummkopf! Not yet! We are testing our verse first!
Dr. Mengele steps over to a small side table and dramatically pulls off a sheet off the table, revealing heaping platters of sausages of every kind. They aren't kosher!
Only the dirtiest sausages for you, you dirty Jew holes! Bernhard, hand me the Nürnberger Rostbratwurst!
But they are so small, Doctor.
Patience. We are working our way up, Bernhard. Now shove the Rasta Blaster into her mouth.
No, please, no! They are so small, Doctor.
Nine! Slowly push it in, slowly. Yes. Now faster, in, out. Okay, that's enough.
Dr. Mengele takes quick notes.
We shall take the small sauces of Ollie without complaint. That destroys the myths. Let's see how the subject performs with the Bockwurst.
That is made of pig! No, I will not! But look how it curves.
Bernhard begins to lick the worst lasciviously and begins to eat it.
Nine, Bernhard! Get another one.
I cannot eat animals with cloven hoof.
Who said you were eating it?
Dr. Mangala rubs one of her nipples for emphasis.
No, I will not do it.
Keep this wretch quiet while I work.
Do you want me to tape her mouth again?
I don't care what you do. Just keep her mouth busy while I work.
A very good doctor.
Bernhard unbuckles his belt and drops trow. He is hung like a bear he is named after.
Oh, very good doctor. I, what do you think you're going to do?
Dr. Mangala watches for a few moments as Bernhard tests the subject's oral cavity capacity. He scribbles furiously in his notes.
Subject seems to be handling and enjoying larger sausages. Now we will test another cavity.
Dr. Mangala begins to slide the bockwurst into the abundance of dew.
Oh! Oh!
It's haunted.
Just moan.
Subject responds favorably to the filling of two cavities at once.
Yes, a very favorable response.
Oh, yes, very favorable.
Dr. Mangala removes his white coat and undoes his pants, and as they drop to his knees, he wobbles over to the plate of sausages.
No! No! The Liberwurst!
But, Doctor, that will not stay solid enough to test in the cavity. It will smear.
Bernhard stops, and his mouth hangs open because Dr. Mangala has grabbed hands full of Liberwurst and is smearing it all over his crotch. Dr. Mangala slaps some Liberwurst down in between Ravital's breasts and begins to smear it all over her breasts.
No! No! Make Bernhard do it!
Bernhard leaps up onto the table in one bound and straddles Ravital. He grabs her breasts and begins to titty fuck her, smooshing Liberwurst all over her chest.
Oh, don't stop! Oh, please don't stop! Oh, please don't stop!
Dr. Mangala is inspired and grabs the Weisswurst made of veal and bacon off of the platter. In his other hand, he grabs a squeeze bottle of mustard. He rushes over to the table.
Get her off, you off! We are not done! Now we must try three cavities! Unstrap and turn her over!
Bernhard unstraps her and flips her over on the table, making sure each cavity is accessible.
Now you'll give her the big Liberwurst. And don't forget the mustard!
Bernhard stops Ravital's panting by giving her a taste of Liberwurst and mustard. Dr. Mangala continues his experiments below. Dr. Mangala slides his own wurst into Lavita's abundance of dewdrop in and begins thrusting.
And now for the third cavity.
Dr. Mangala slides the Weisswurst into Lavita's ass nice and slowly.
There you go, Jew bitch! Try the veal! And we will be here all the week!
All three were humping and sucking and sliding on Liberwurst, and the experiment came...
Oh my God!
...to a rousing conclusion.
Well, that was filthy.
I like the little ad-lib you did at the end.
We talked about that before.
Oh, boy.
Well, so that was disturbing.
Yes, it's very disturbing what the Nazis came up with.
I found... Get your rear over here. Does anybody still listen to this?
One never knows. There are four people in the chat, poor bastards.
I don't have a name for this scene. It was just, I don't think it was finished.
Oh, maybe it wasn't titled, but...
It's found by the Allies in a farmhouse.
it features Colonel Van Putz, which will be played by Joe, and Pip will be playing Myrna Putz-Altenberg.
Of course.
This is the scene. This is what I found. It says, occupied Poland 1941. The Nazis continue their march deeper into Poland and taking over Jewish towns. The Nazis are known for gathering all Jewish artifacts and burning them in the center of town. There is one rogue army unit that does not burn Jewish artifacts. They are under the command of SS sex maniac Colonel Van Putz. Colonel Van Putz's unit burns Jewish sex toys. He knows they are Jewish sex toys because he knows they are Jewish sex toys because they whine right before you pleasure yourself with them. In the center of town, all the dildos, French ticklers, who surrendered right away, anal beads, and,
nice.
and nipple clamps are burning bright, engulfed in flames, and a horrible whine is heard in the air. All the Jews are scared, yet aroused, as they know the whine they hear usually precedes some begrudging sex act.
All right.
Colonel Van Putz is checking to make sure all the Jews are out of their houses. Colonel Van Putz enters the last house and is about to leave when all the lights flicker. Van Putz climbs the stairs, and what does he see on the bed but a half-naked Myrna Putz-Altenberg?
What are you doing?
What the Nazi needle dicks are incapable of doing for me, giving me a good what for and how do you do?
How dare you, you Jewish swine? I am from the motherland.
Yes, and you are hung like a mother as well. In Poland, men have kielbasa. In Germany, men have little Wiener schnitzel. You are the laughingstocks of the world. Everyone knows your Führer went to Japan, pulled down his pants, and the Japanese emperor laughed so hard when what he saw as a thank you, he decided to join forces with you.
You insolent trollop, how dare you? And remove that Volkswagen fucking machine, the fucking Groven, when you talk to me. You will treat me with respect.
No, Colonel, if you want it removed, remove it yourself.
Van Putz walks across the bedroom and removes the machine from Myrna's Polish pusky.
Now I shall show you how real Nazis cheat Jewish them.
Promises, promises! You Germans are so boring and cowardly. You are so rigid. You don't know how to have fun. All you can do is boss people around and declare, suck in mein cocken and lick in mein balls. Oh, Colonel, I will make a deal with you, Colonel. If you show me the best night of your life, I will show you the best night of your life, rather, if you release all of us Jews and our sex toys and you never come back.
There is nothing a Polish Jew can show a Van Putz that a Van Putz has never experienced before. Deal, Jewish swine.
First I must blindfold you, and then you must get on all floor on the floors. What? Get on the floor on all fours instead.
Van Putz drops his trousers and assumes the position. Myrna grabs a dreidel and fastens it onto the tip of the fucking grooving machine.
And now, dear Colonel, you shall experience the Polish Hanukkah hammer!
Wow! Faster, this fucking grooving is tremendous!
Yes, you like it, you dirty Nazi! Take it all like the punch-ass bitches you are!
Then a wondrous thing happened. Van Putz started to speak Hebrew.
Really? Baraka ata adaselem alak kaino melek. Here I come. I don't understand. I don't even know Hebrew, yet I was speaking it.
When one comes, we are all God's chosen people.
Yes. Van Putz was true to his word and let the people of the village be and returned all of their sex toys. Nobody ever talks of Myrna Putz-Altenberg as really who but somebody who watches porn would believe a whore could save her people. But we know those who watch porn will believe just about anything. You believed the pizza delivery guy was a quick way to get you laid, didn't you? The end.
This actually was a happy ending.
Sure, yes, that's what good porn is, Joe.
Hold on a second. Mine had a happy ending, too. Everybody came in the end. I thought that was happy.
And America won in the one that Joe found.
Oh, God.
Was that completely inappropriate?
Apparently, because even Tom has nothing to say. They're all stunned into submission.
As we're going, let's start to hear the Hebrew. Really? I know we did this on purpose.
We talked about this before. I'm like, Joe's going to read this? And he goes, yeah, I know.
It's the scene I found.
Yeah, you know, and a sicker scene I have never read. Who knew that in World War II era, they had anal beads and nipple clamps?
Oh, yeah.
In every village, sure.
And the fucking Groven.
Yeah, the fucking Groven. the Polish Hanukkah hammer with a dreidel attached to the end.
A chicken in every pot and a fucking Groven in every closet. Wow.
It is what it is.
I'm thoroughly disgusted in all of us.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we got reported in the newspapers for our investigative reporting, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we help people.
And we have not been that debaucherous in quite some time.
Not a wee while. Holy smoke.
It's good to go back to our terrible roots, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is fun.
I feel awful.
Little presentation, little show. It's
full theater. We classed it up for the people.
Theater.
Yes.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yes, we haven't done a theater piece in a while. Very nice.
Tom says he's fucking dying over here. Bravo.
Ah, then we know it was all worth it.
Yes. Now I feel totally vindicated. Was that sick enough for you, Tommy boy?
Well, Tom goes back to the roots where Nazis were at every week discussion on our show. But
I know.
Nazis and gun control, that's the old Davin's Den.
I'm sitting to get my taxes done last night.
Yeah. How are you segueing to this?
Yeah, I know. I'm a little afraid. What the hell happened in that office?
No, but I was early, and because I had to went from work. Nonetheless, I'm sitting in a park. Yeah,
Uh-oh.
I'm in a car to park, you know, by a beach, writing this stuff. And I'm like, if a cop comes up and goes, what are you doing? I'm
writing, you're
I'm
screwed.
Writing Nazi porn is what I'm doing. Waiting for my taxes to get done.
Could happen.
I know.
Did happen.
See, now that's a post that you that's a, you know, a status that you should post on Facebook.
Well, did you see what I put on Facebook? Yes, I go, anybody else searching their inbox for Nazi porn? No, just me.
No, just me.
Because I had to find the story because I found about the porn star.
And everybody else was jealous. That they weren't.
Yeah. No, that's just me.
What
That's
are you doing
do.
This afternoon? Ah, I'm writing some Nazi porn in the park while I'm waiting to get my taxes done. Happy April 15th, everybody.
I'm a 52-year-old man.
I know, yeah. I know.
And I'm writing stuff a 19-year-old kid would go grow up, dude.
Well, today's kids would.
Yeah. Well, you weren't here yet. I was in a preview of what I was thinking about what I wrote. I said,
right.
I'm glad my parents are dead.
Oh.
So that they can't hear
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I thought this was very appropriate for the second night of Passover while everybody's having seders.
Yeah, really.
Please note, the head of the show is a Jew.
Yes.
Not after this one. I'm sure I got excommunicated.
I think you lost your Jew stripes.
Let me tell you, if they're hearing seder stories, I think they'd rather be here.
Yeah. Trucker Tom says, speaking of getting fucked, back to Joe's taxes.
Oh, boy, I got railed all right.
Yeah, you will.
All right. Well, that's not all. There's more porn.
Oh yeah.
There's more porn.
There's more porn.
We decided. You know, we've been doing hard hitting subjects, so we just decided we'd do some hard on hitting subjects.
Ah, Joe.
He said hard hitting.
I see what he did there.
Like that.
Joe. He's a talented boy. That Joe Curry. So in Canada, there are rules that a certain amount of programming has to be made in Canada, of Canadian origin.
I understand that.
So I think it's like 35%. And also 90% of the programming has to be closed captioned.
Yeah, that's... Okay, I get it.
That way the deaf people can enjoy...
Deaf Canadians.
Yeah.
All right.
Although anybody who's ever seen Canadian programming knows it stinks. It really does.
Does it?
It's terrible. I've played Canada enough, and when you just have the Canadian channel, it's like, ugh, kill me. Yeah. Like, they had this, like, one show called Corner Gas that they thought was the bee's knees, and it, like... It was awful.
What was it about?
It was about killing myself.
No, they, show
Canada,
watch.
Yeah, they were boring. I mean, Canada exports some really good comics, but their sitcoms, they suck in Zikakin, eh?
Quarter Gas?
Yeah, that was anyway.
Sneaking out to farts that nobody in the house knows? What?
So there's these. So every year or two, these channels have to go for review of the Canadian government's going to renew their license. They have to meet these parameters.
I see.
And there's a Canadian porn channel. And a Canadian porn channel does not have enough Canadian porn, and they don't have enough things that are closed captioned.
Okay.
So they might not get reviewed. This is coming up in May, in a month from now. I was most surprised that porn needed to be closed captioned.
Yeah, don't you kind of get the idea?
Well, I guess you want to see those moans. If you can't hear them, you just... Moan. Ah. Ooh, I think she's enjoying it.
Eh? Eh? Oh. Eh?
That's the only two. Eh?
Yeah.
Eh?
Oh, eh?
Oh,
eh?
Oh, eh?
I just always assumed that, like, you know, the porn watchers, you know, they were reading lips.
Yeah, which?
I'm not specifying any. How do I know? Okay. I'm not watching it with them. Watching porn with somebody else is weird.
Well, yeah.
Let's get together and watch porn. No.
Yeah, that would be...
Let's not.
That would be really...
Yeah,
nasty.
Great. Eight guys with beers and a hard-on. How's that going to end up?
No. Messy.
All right, nobody says a word. That's how that ends up.
And then put that liverwurst away.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you think about Canada's laws that a certain amount of content has to be of Canadian origin?
It makes sense to me that they would have... Things that they're hoping that those things apply or those things are interesting to Canadians, but Canadians know good TV too. So if the TV stinks, it doesn't matter who made it.
So what was your point? I don't know what you said.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of don't either.
Yeah, it's like, wow, I think she just talked without answering that.
No, I mean, if they're saying that a certain percentage of it has to be made or produced by Canadians, is what I'm guessing Canadian shows are, or. And are we speaking of all shows or just specifically of the porn?
No, all shows have to be.
Yeah.
Same thing with the music. They have to have, like, Canadian bands. That's why you hear stuff like Bare Naked Lady and Nickelback.
And Rush.
What?
And Rush.
And Rush.
And Rush. Well, it's good for that because basically everything is, you know, a lot of entertainment is from America, you know.
Yeah. America. But, Joe, but there's a thriving porn community in Toronto and Montreal. They have huge porn industries there.
I'm sure they do, but it's...
I'm sure they do.
It's also good for the
road trip!
It's also good for the economy because basically a lot of people want to shoot... films. Well,
every sentence is loaded.
You know, in the States, so you know, if the have to make it, so they should have some amount of filming up there.
Yeah,
you
we're
know,
very
the
big.
Economy, shit,
we're
sorry,
we're very big. You know what? You guys fight over the things over your own keyboards.
Like a meat,
please,
like a meat hook.
Macaroon crumbs all over my keyboard now. Animals.
Put the stupid hands all over the macaroon.
I'm sorry.
It's not a vagina. Rooting around in there trying to find something that feels good.
You have to
stick your fingers in.
Go and get a grip on one of the damn things.
Oh, sorry about that.
He was sticking his fingers in teeth.
Wait, last story got yellow eyes, huh? Macaroon.
I didn't want to make
macaroons are salty.
I didn't think these were iced macaroons. What the hell?
I feel like I'm back in the Fat Horse Challenge again. What is this?
That was suggested.
And they are green.
I didn't want to make a mess on the wife's carpet, so the old macaroon can.
These are delicious.
Listen, if you could come in a can, you would too.
Wait a minute.
You can't.
You can.
I can, but you can't.
No, I can't.
And Joe can't anymore.
Why can't I?
Because nobody's presenting their can.
That's true.
But they did.
So, they got to get more porn stars, to make more porn.
They need more porn.
So, we went searching in some Canadian papers. You can find these online. And these are actually want ads looking to get these young starlets and stars.
Yes.
In front of the cameras or in the porn industry to keep things going so that this station does not lose its license. Pip, why don't you start us off?
Sure. I saw this in the paper. Opportunity. Fellow Canadians, does your hockey stick stay hard even after you get off the ice? Do you love ramming your puck down someone else's throat? Do you agree that for some contact sports, the less teeth the better? Have we got an opportunity for you, eh? Join the ranks of other hardcore players in service to your fellow Canadians who love to see their fellow countrymen go for the gold or pink, whatever flavor sharpens your skates. For the right candidate, our company wants to give you the chance to show off your skills and make plenty of beer money in the process. Every day of the week, you will feel like hump day when you join our team, or whatever team you play for, as long as it's with us. Benefits include health insurance, eye care, and prorated dental.
I'm in.
Yeah, I think...
I'm in.
Sounds like a good job.
Joe, you found a couple.
Yes. Wanted. Closed caption card holder. In an industry where every position has been tried, due to Canadian regulations, a unique position has opened up in our industry for a closed caption card holder, which will be a throwback to the old silent films. The position requires dexterity, being discreet, and a degree in communications. Candidate will be in scenes holding cards of what the performers are saying. Example phrases are, give it to me, harder baby, or in one Mexican-themed production, the donkey's hooves tickle.
Oh, my.
Cue cards and goggles for certain scenes will be provided.
Well, safety first.
Send salary requirements with experience to the Tookie Took Productions, 6969 Morningwood Lane, Quebec, Canada.
Oh.
I have one more.
All right.
All right. Wanted, someone to do closed caption for porno flicks in the Great White North for Great White God Productions. Candidate must be able to type really slow and easy, then faster, 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 then explosive, then slower and slower and slower. Candidate must have nimble fingers without letting things get in hand. EOE or everyone orgasms everywhere employer.
All right, Pip.
Female Canadians. Tired of the same old grind? Here's your chance. Here's your chance at putting all that experience sucking maple syrup out of giant trunks to even better use. Our company is looking for the type of Mountie, who always gets her man. One of our country's native wildlife is the beaver, a hard little worker with endless energy, and our company is looking for a bunch of beavers ready and willing to service our country. How about throwing on that little Molson beer server outfit and come down to our station? We can see if you have the mounds of gumption to take what it takes to be one of our team. Maybe you have management material and can pull the whole train. We'd love to see all of your potential go to a job well done and done often.
There's great positions up there.
Many positions.
I just found a couple. I don't know if anybody's going to... I don't know if these positions have been filled. Wanted for immediate hire. Men and women who love hockey, curling, and don't mind being covered in poutine. Uniform to work at this job is a toque. Nothing but a toque. must be willing to fake excitement. Being a Canadian, a pulse will suffice. In this position, you will be given great exposure. However, this is a Canadian film produced for other Canadians to watch, so nobody will ever see this. If you are looking for all the diseases of American porn stars, but none of the fame and fortune, then we want to talk to you. And then fondle you. Watch other people fondle you. Maybe allow a moose to fondle you. Definitely give you as a peace offering to the chief of a First Nation tribe, but start with just talking. This is the last one.
Wow, that's some ad.
It certainly is. Mm. I hope it gets filled.
Where'd they say you can apply?
They didn't.
Oh.
It was Craigslist.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Craigslist A.
E.
E.
Do you like to help people? Do you like to party hard? Do you like to live life to the fullest? Do you have a drug habit? Do you have a drinking problem? Do you like to be the center of attention? Do you feel most at home when the cameras are on you? Do you like to eat pussy? Whether there can only be one mayor of Toronto, but if you have that
However,
but if you have that skill set, then we have the job for you. Canadian porn star. Sign up now and we'll give you the first opportunity to star in that, quote, leaked video of the Rob Ford sex tape.
Leaked.
We can only extend this offer to the first 50 applicants, because after 50 of these movies, who is really going to care who Rob Ford fucked? Besides his constituents.
Oh! Nice.
So, yeah, that's what I found.
Nice.
So I hope we've helped by... Because we're international, we're on Canadian channels and everything.
Right, so any Canadians that heard those ads, you know, they might be running to apply right now.
And if you do apply and you get the position, please credit us
yes.
for making you aware of it. And, tell us other. We'd love to interview.
We're trying to put Canada to work.
We are. Jobs, Joe. Jobs.
Jobs. That's what we need.
They're shovel-ready jobs.
Shovel-ready.
When you're done with the bitch, you club her in the back of the head with a shovel.
That's right. Shovel-ready jobs.
And plow-ready jobs, Joe. Yes. Plow-ready.
Because we want a lot of work coming.
We want to hear all about the positions.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yes, we do. This one, one final story. I guess a woman was not getting along well with her mom.
Oh, that never happens.
And I hate for it to come to blows.
Well, speak for yourself.
But I guess things got out of hand. This was in New Mexico.
Mm.
And the daughter assaulted her mother.
Oh, my God.
Terrible, right?
Yes.
A lot of damage done. She assaulted her with a massager.
You mean something that you get from...
No, not something in the mall. Oh. Where you sit down in front of everybody and they rub your shoulders.
Yeah.
No, she didn't grab a small Asian man.
Oh, she should have.
Dildo.
What, were you yawning?
What was dildo.
No, I don't think it was a dildo. I think it was a vibrator, a type of thing that goes on this part of the body you can't find. The clit. I think it was like a little vibrator thing. Vibrator.
Well, the whole thing can vibrate, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
I'm glad
usually,
we have an expert.
But yeah. Usually they call the ones that vibrate a vibrator and the ones that don't a dildo.
You really are an expert on this, huh?
Well...
Pip has her talents.
Did you notice my hand gestures explaining...
Yeah, it looks like you're thrusting a sword into somebody's gullet. What are you doing?
Look like Zelda the warrior.
Da-da-da!
Dildo! Dildo!
I like to call it Xena.
Xena.
Warrior princess.
So, yeah, she used a vibrator. And can a vibrator really hurt somebody?
Well, I'm wondering if it was, you know, the size of a crowbar. I mean, how big of a...
Well, you know what? If you could stick a plane in a vagina, I guess you could stick a crowbar in one.
Yeah. Well, she did have the cockpit exactly where she wanted it.
I never thought of it as a vagina as a deadly weapon, but I guess it could be. Oh, that AIDS.
A black hole.
A Ginsu knife.
A vagina?
Mm-hmm.
It can slice and dice?
Yes, it can.
Can I cut through a can?
The Vegematic. You never heard of it?
No.
He's thinking about vagina.
No, Gallagher, I haven't.
Vagina dentata.
That sounds delicious.
No.
It's like a breakfast. It's like egg and vagina, right?
No, it's great with Parmesan.
Oh, I don't really like it. Smells. Know. But I guess sounds it smells better than vagina.
Yeah, yeah, anything.
Is that
would.
Feet? No, it's vagina.
Sounds fishy to me. I figured if I try that joke for the fifth time, maybe it'll go.
No. It's still in the barrel.
Died
there.
After the, Joe, after the fourth cup of wine, then it's your time.
Yeah, they'll call you up.
So I was thinking about this. What sexual device would you use to attack somebody, Joe?
Whip somebody to death with anal beads.
You just had that off the top of your head.
I mean, can you? I mean, can you really get that type of speed with the anal bead, Joe?
If you practice.
What are like? They're like nunchucks.
Yeah, right. Like, exactly.
They're bum chucks now.
They're bum
chucks.
Very
right.
Good.
Bum chucks.
Bum chucks.
Can have the life suck. Try that again. Stupid. Have the life sucked out of you with a penis pump.
I thought that's what marriage does, Joe. Yeah.
No, that's just.
No, you can only hope that you go that way. No.
You could be smothered by a blow-up doll.
Nice.
Boy, the blow-up doll's had enough, and she just puts herself over you like a pillow.
Yeah.
She's deflated. Flying to get off, you whore.
Flies around the room for a while.
You'd be pelted but with Benoit balls.
Really thought a lot about this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or a razor lace pocket pussy.
What? Wow. Mm. Wow. Razor.
That's a terrible way to go.
Pocket yes. Pussy.
Yeah.
By Remco.
By Remco.
Why does Remco have to make
this
that?
Is terrible. This this would be like last seen on TV.
Yeah.
Seen
on
it would
TV.
Be like the out seen on TV
it's
show.
Slices and dices. Hi, I'm Lorena Bobbitt. Sometimes you don't have a knife in the glove compartment.
It's like a food processor just for wieners.
Right.
Terrible.
Do you have any suggestions?
You know what? No, I hadn't really thought too much about people.
You're not the creep that Joe is.
No, I mean, wow. You know, I think... Some of the things that I've seen in some of those stores are enough punishment, you know, nipple clamps. Oh. Jesus, can you think of a more, you know, can you just think of more sensitive areas to pinch? That's enough.
Though people get turned on by that, pleasure and pain.
Yeah, I know, but no.
I thought about this. I think the one thing that could really do the job well, you get one of those Hitachi vibe, they're like white clubs, but they vibrate at the end. Like the women put it right on their clit, but they're like big, like a baby's forearm. Yeah,
club.
Yeah. Because if you get, because you know what, yeah, I think blunt trauma via Hitachi to the side of the temple. I think you can do some damage. and then if they're still alive, you just leave it on vibrate to give them a bit of a headache.
just
blunt trauma via Hitachi.
Yeah,
yeah,
that would be a great name for a band.
Sure. Great on t-shirts.
Blunt Trauma via Hitachi. That rules.
No, you're welcome, Joe.
That's an album title.
When you start your eighth band.
Blunt Trauma via Hitachi.
Tom's disappointed. What? No sandpaper condoms? Yeah, that would be fun for the whole family, that.
Yeah,
ah.
you would smell her burning up.
Oh.
Who's cooking flounder?
I'm burning up, burning up for your love. I'm burning up. Ow. It would, yeah, that would be like.
Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah, I did. Ow.
She pulled something.
Ow. You pulled, yeah, that wasn't a ow pleasure, ow. That was like.
I think she pulled some. I think it was judgment.
No, that's like sex on the beach the hard way. Mm. Jesus. Oh, sandpaper condom. Ow.
Yeah, I have sex on the beach. I had some girl on the beach one time.
I just think that she was really aggravated that she was out of batteries. And that's why she decided to beat her mom with the vibrator.
Oh, let's take a break. Yeah, you know, who wants to end the segment with funny?
No. I don't like that.
Because we didn't start it that way.
No. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
This was a whole pornerific bit.
Oh, the porn. Okay.
Oh,
we started
yeah.
That.
The whole
okay.
Segment was good.
All right.
I'm very proud of our terrible work. Well, we'll take our second break. This will be our last break of the evening. And we'll be back in a few minutes. This break will be maybe a skosh longer. I don't know. It's not going to be a huge break. But a bit of a break. And we'll be back in a few minutes with the scammer stuff.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejams.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you missed Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on davincomedy.com, davinsden.com, podalmighty.com, stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, ruthlessradio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or davinsden.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.